I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Nine strangers are about to be cast away into the South Pacific for 72 hours. The Yasawa Islands of the Republic of Fiji. A remote chain of volcanic islands sit alone in the Pacific Ocean, miles away from modern civilization. What may look like a tropical paradise is in fact ridden with perilous rocky shorelines, insurmountable peaks. Nine ordinary people, divided into teams of three, will be pushed to their limits with no food, no shelter, and only one bottle of water. Can they surpass mountains, oceans, and each other? For 72 hours, it all starts right now.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we travel to exotic and dangerous locales to seek out $100,000 in cash in just 72 hours. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome the host of the new reality series 72 Hours, Brandon Johnson. Mr. Johnson's varied career has included hosting series on HGTV, VH1, and G4, and is best known for playing Gary Wilde on the hit Disney show, Shake It Up. Over the next segment, Brandon Johnson will help us explore virtually every aspect of this adventurous series, which airs Thursdays at 9 p.m. on TNT, as we brave the elements in search of a briefcase full of six-figure cash. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to traverse tons of treacherous terrain, feel free to grab your GPS as we quickly navigate our way out of the past before we run out of time in the present. Brandon, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Ride.
Hey, Brandon, you host 72 Hours, which airs Thursdays at 9 p.m. on TNT. Brandon, what is the premise and the format of 72 Hours?
All right, so what are we doing here? 72 Hours. We are going to take nine strangers, and we keep them sequestered so they've never met. And then every show begins with an entry stunt, so they're catapulted into the wild, and once they land, they'll come see me. In that moment, I'll divide them into three teams of three, a red team, a blue team, and a green team, and then I'll provide them with one bottle of water, a GPS unit, and a two-way radio. Then I'll explain the rules of the competition, which is pretty simple. Be the first team to reach the briefcase of $100,000, and it's yours, but the catch is, now you got to go find it. And I clip it onto a helicopter, and off it goes. And in that moment, their 72-hour adventure begins. And they literally are meeting each other for the very first time, and now they've got, from sunup to sundown for the next 72 hours, they've got to find a way to navigate this course through their GPS unit and endure each other and all the other kind of obstacles that come their way.
So really, all they have is each other and their wits. So how important is it for teams to bond?
It's everything. It's absolutely everything. The strategic bonds, every choice that you make along this course is either going to lead to success or failure. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is, you know, you may have somebody that's physically strong, but if another person on your team isn't physically strong, they can't hack it, you got to figure out a way to provide strength for them. And that may mean you got to carry them. Some people are not mentally or emotionally, they can't take it and they'll break down that way. So how do you support someone? How do you find in a stranger in this very, very concentrated, intense environment? How are we going to work together? And you may have a prejudice against this person, too. So you're going to have to find a way to work through that. What 72 Hours is going to do is we're going to rip off that mask that you're wearing every single day, and we're going to get down to the core essence of you, what makes you tick. And we're going to take a look at that, and hopefully you will walk away a better person, a more experienced person, and also have a sense of empowerment and confidence that you've accomplished this, and you can take that out into your life from this day to the next.
Is there a type of criteria that you guys have for people to be able to get on your show or not?
No, not really. I mean, as I said, all of these people come from very diverse backgrounds, different ethnicities, different age groups from 20 to 65. Some are, you know, bankers or tattoo artists. You know, it doesn't really matter. Stay-at-home mom, and it can really be anybody. And we need that diversity. We want no team can be stacked against another. And you'd be surprised, because some of these teams, upon first appraisal, will appear quite strong, but after 18 hours in the wild, they'll fall apart. And you never know why. It's always interesting to me. Like, you'd think this team will dominate, but they won't. And then the team that you thought would totally fail succeeds. So it's an incredible chess match, and it is the element of the unknown that not only grinds on these people, but, you know, whether you're in front of the lens or not, it's going to hit all of us. We're out there in the elements. Mother Nature doesn't discriminate, so the stakes are high for us because we can't come back to these locations. We have to get all of this content in this moment, and we don't have to script it. It all comes out. One of the contestants said, I thought I was on a reality show, but it turns out that I'm on a real reality show. And so we really want to break that mold. How do we deviate within this world of a very saturated reality competition show? And we're doing that.
That's really interesting. And you touched upon it before. Generally, what are people's reactions once their 72 hours are over, and what do they learn from their experiences?
You know, once the 72 hours experience is done, and we have this element on the show where we'll have a post interview with them, everybody is there for different reasons. Some people are there for that money. They need to get out of debt. They have medical bills they want to pay, or maybe they want to help somebody out, a family member. Some people are there because they've got something that they want to prove to themselves. Do they still have it, you know? And some people are there for the sheer adventure of what we're offering. You get an opportunity to go to the most remote locations on the planet. And, you know, you'll have views and vistas that most people will never, ever get a chance to see. So they'll walk away not only with that experience, but they'll also hopefully form relationships and walk away, too, with a new perspective on people and life in general. They'll find out that they're a lot more stronger and resilient than they ever knew. There's a lot to add to this, yeah.
Now, we know about the competitors on 72 Hours, but what about your crew? What do those guys have to go through?
They are absolutely, they're beasts. They're incredible. You know, not everybody could do 72 Hours. Like, not most people can go through one episode, but these cameramen and women and sound people, they did it over and over and over again. They did 8 episodes of this. It was an 80-day straight shoot.
Wow.
Going all over the world, like I said, to New Zealand, Tasmania, Hawaii, Fiji, Southern Rockies. And you're in all of these different locations have different elements. You know, the course is always going to be different. And so it takes this very special person. It takes a different echelon of someone to be able to step into this thing and say, yeah, you know what, I signed up for it, I'm going to do it, not only once, but 8 times
right.
in a row. It's incredible. Our crew is phenomenal.
Now, personally for you, what has been your most exciting experience on 72 Hours?
Wow. My most exciting experience, I guess, would be, I will say the most unique destination was when we were in Tasmania. We were in a little island that was just below Tasmania, called Flinders Island. Population about 800 people. They just got electricity 15 years ago.
Wow.
And this particular island was so full, though very remote, was so full of life. And what I mean by that is all different types of, you know, driving from where I was staying to get to headquarters, on my way there, about a mile and a half, I would see wild wallabies, wombats, peacocks, cattle, wild steers, kookaburras, different types of birds, snakes. I mean, and they were just coming out all over the place. And it was just like you're on Dr. Monroe's Island. You know, it was not only incredibly remote, but they also, they don't really have an ozone layer in that area.
Right.
So the sunsets and just the way the sun would hit the water and the clouds would create this Monet tapestry. What I get to do is it's one of the most exciting, compelling jobs out there. My office is a helicopter. I live in the back seat there with no doors. And I, again, like I said earlier, you know, I get to see vistas and I get to put my foot down in places where most human beings never do. Flinders Island definitely being one of the most unique. I guess that's always going to have a very special place in my heart. And also one of the reasons why it holds a very special place is because that particular episode is going to stand out from all of the other ones. Something happened in that episode that never happened in the entire series. And not only that, but it was one of the only times where Mother Nature hit us
right.
so hard that the wheels fell off, not only for the contestants, but for everybody. We got nailed with 50-mile-an-hour-now winds coming off the ocean, and we were part of the leg of the course is right along the coast there. We couldn't get helicopters in to extract people. Teams were falling apart. Salt water was getting on the cameras, so the cameras were falling apart. We couldn't capture the content. We couldn't move. We couldn't communicate. I mean, it got really scary very fast. By the grace of God, we all survived. We all got through it. And it's going to make for one heck of an episode.
Brandon, where can people find out more about yourself and 72 Hours online?
Well, you can always find out lots about me by going to my website, officialbrandonjohnson.com. And I'm also on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. And I'll always be tweeting live for every episode. So hit me up at rbrandonjohnson. And then you can always go to tntdrama.com, and you can go on there, and there'll be a 72 Hours website there. And you can get all sorts of behind-the-scenes photos. I'll be writing a blog. Lots of great content on the site. So go to TNT.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic show. Brandon Johnson, the host of 72 Hours, which airs Thursdays at 9 p.m. on TNT. Brandon, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thanks so much, Jim.